this Onwe Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia, the Onwe Radio News Summary. I am Gamayin Gaya. Good afternoon. President George Weah has with immediate effect directed all autonomous agencies and public corporations to authorize and expend a cumulative amount of not more than $300 for operational expenses. The directive further stated that any amount above the $300 threshold must seek approval from the Office of the President. According to an executive mansion release, the HR manager and all relevant signatories of the various autonomous agencies and public corporations are further authorized to pay all legitimate salaries and other benefits to their employees. The Independent National Commission of Liberia, the INCHR, is calling on President George Weah to be cautious about human rights issues. The INCHR says President Weah should do all in his reach to ensure the promotion and protection of the rights of all citizens and residents within Liberia. According to an INCHR release, the commission is strongly advising the president to highly consider gender equality in the assembly of his officials of government and refrain from appointing anyone who is stained with corruption and human rights abuses and violations. The commission has also pledged her willingness to working with the Weah-led administration for the attainment of its human rights mandate, protect, respect, and fulfill. The Public Defenders Association of Liberia is holding capacity building training for its members across the country to set database for case logging after term of courts. According to the head of the association, the capacity building training is aimed at improving the skills of the public defenders on the usage of database and records. Attorney Edwina Bashu disclosed that the public defenders database equipment is expected to be turned over by the United Nations Mission in Liberia to the Supreme Court and the Public Defenders of Liberia during the February term of court. Edwina has been highlighting the capacity needs the public defenders are catering for. This news is coming to you from Onmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Local media portals are reporting violent protests in Ethiopia's northern Amhara region. The protest in the town of Kobo is against an earlier deadly crackdown that killed 7 people in the town of Wodeya last Sunday. The Addis Standard and Addis Kazata portals report that the clashes started on Wednesday, leading to the burning of government offices and other public properties. The heavy military presence in the region and the sound of gunshots suggest that live bullets are being discharged. There are no official casualties reported from the incident, even though journalists said 3 people have been killed. And finally, veteran U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson has resigned for an international panel set up by Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to advise on the Rohingya crisis. He claimed the panel was a whitewash and accused Ms. Suu Kyi, his long-term friend, of lacking moral leadership. Myanmar said he should review himself over the personal attack. More than 650,000 Rohingya people from a mostly Muslim minority in Buddhist Myanmar fled to Bangladesh last year in the face of a military crackdown. Many are now living in refugee camps in the neighboring country. Bangladesh has said they will all be returned to Myanmar within 2 years. That's the Onwe Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, you can log on to www.onmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmil2003, or twitter/onmilnews. I am Gamayin Gaya. Good afternoon.